ABC News.
Carly Collis is Chair of Engineers Australia's Structural College Board. Carly, thanks so much for joining us. This report carried out some, carries some pretty complex findings. Can you explain in some broad brushstrokes what it says?
It does. Hi, Tracy. The main key messages people can take from this is, number one, that there's no danger of collapse is the number one finding out of that report. The second is to keep in mind that it's all very preliminary. So the issues that have been highlighted in there have been highlighted as potential issues, and there's a long way to go to unravelling where the key issues are. But, for instance, the hob beams that they refer to in there, so they're essentially just a concrete beam within the building. So a hob beam is a beam that is, the terminology is used to describe the shape of the beam, and it extends above the floor that you traffic.
And so what sort of work is going to be required to rectify the issues highlighted in the report?
Look, the details aren't in there. They do say that there's been some temporary propping put in place. While the details aren't in there, it appears as though the reviewers of this report are quite comfortable and would like some further review of the proposed remediation by the design engineers.
Do you think that this report may prompt a reconsideration of the legislation around design and construction in Australia?
Look, I hope that everything that happens in our country stirs us to rethink how we do things. What we don't want is this to ever happen again. So it's terrible for the occupants and the owners of this building. So I think we definitely need to have a very thorough look at our industry and see what lessons can be learned.
The residents have been told that they're free to go back to the building, and the report backs that up, obviously.
It does, yes, it does.
Although I don't know if I'd feel so comfortable. This is the hard thing, isn't it? You know, there's
it
a report that says
is.
It's fine, but...
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I completely understand why people are upset, and as they should be. This sort of thing shouldn't happen, and we need to get to the bottom of how it's happened, why it's happened, and how we can make sure this doesn't happen again.
Have you ever seen it happen before?
No, I haven't, no.
And so from a personal point of view, were you shocked or surprised by the plight of Opal Tower?
Oh, I certainly was, yeah. It's certainly not a good thing to hear in the news in Australia. We don't expect that kind of thing on our news in Australia. We're certainly in our industry, we're listening with open ears to find out what's happened. The good thing is that we're talking about it, everyone's talking about it, and we want to all get to the bottom of what's happened. So that we can make sure it doesn't happen again. So the worst thing that could happen is that these things get covered up in courts and people aren't allowed to talk about it, and then there can't be any lessons learnt out of that.
All right, Carly, appreciate your time today. Thank you.
No worries.
Carly Collis there. She's the chair of Engineers Australia's Structural College Board.
ABC News.